From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude a message entitled, Facing Death Without Fear, part of this series in the Book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Lord Our Companion. The text is found in Psalm 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Sweet are these words in describing a deathbed assurance. How many have repeated them in their last hours with intense delight. But the verse is equally applicable to agonies of spirit in the midst of life. Some of us, like Paul, die daily through a tendency to gloom of soul. Bunyan puts the valley of the shadow of death far earlier in the pilgrimage than the river which rolls at the foot of the celestial hills. We have some of us traversed the dark and dreadful defile of the shadow of death several times, and we can bear witness that the Lord alone enabled us to bear up amid its wild thought, its mysterious horrors, its terrible depressions. The Lord has sustained us and kept us above all real fear of evil, even when our spirit has been overwhelmed. We have been pressed and oppressed, but yet we have lived, for we have felt the presence of the great Shepherd, and have been confident that his crook would prevent the foe from giving us any deadly wound. Should the present time be one darkened by the raven wings of a great sorrow, let us glorify God by a peaceful trust in him.
Exalting you, I come before your throne, rejoicing.
your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use, or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. Looking back over a life of faithful service to God, Joshua rests in the promises of the Lord in whom he has trusted since his youth. Here we have a solemn confession that death is the portion of every man, and that there are no exceptions. Yet Joshua possessed a striking confidence, for he had lived his whole life for God, and so could face death with no concern and no regrets. He was as good a witness for God in dying as he was in living. Consideration of Joshua's last words brings us to a searching concern. How will we face death when it comes? Only by faith in the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ can we find comfort and confidence in the hour of death. At the grave of Lazarus, Christ declared, "I am the resurrection and the life." As he had in life, so in death, Joshua rested on the promises of the God whom he had served. Now to conclude this message, Facing Death Without Fear, here is Dr. Cairns.
If you read this 23rd chapter of Joshua and the 24th, culminating in that great statement, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua knew the Lord. What did the Lord Jesus say? "This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Paul put it this way, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." There in a Roman prison, about to die, he knew not when, every time there would be the step of a Roman soldier's foot above his dungeon. It could well be the step of the executioner. Paul, on the very edge of a horrible death, says, I know. Not I know where I went to school. I know what Gamaliel taught me. I know the theories and I know the theologies. He could say all that. But my friend, when you come to face death, where you went to school, what you learned in school, what you did for your job, how much money you made, all those things afford no confidence to the soul. There is but one thing that will bless the heart with this confidence. I know Christ. I know whom I have believed. I know Him as my God. I know Him as my Savior. I know Him as my Redeemer. I know Him as my sacrifice. I know Him as my righteousness. I know Him as my justification. I know that in Him I am accepted and approved of God because I am washed in the blood that He shed at Calvary. I know whom I have believed. Now that's the confidence. There will be no confidence in that day arising out of what you've done. No confidence that day arising out of your own righteousness, your own religion, your own efforts. If you do not know Christ, like Mahatma Gandhi, you'll say, I'm in the slough of despond. All about me is darkness. Why? Because this confidence comes from knowing Him. Do you know Him today? You can die a Presbyterian and die in the torment of a Christless death to go to the torment of a Christless hell. You can die a baptized Baptist and be exactly the same. I don't care what church, what religion, I tell you to know Christ as personal Savior is the only way to have such confidence. Do you know Him? How do you come to know Him? Paul says, I know whom I have believed. In other words, he's preaching on the hour of death what he preached all through his life. We are justified by faith. By grace are you saved through faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That truth was as precious to Paul when he was dying, yea more so than even when he was living. So Joshua and you and I will have confidence because of knowing the Lord. Can I point out that Joshua was resting in the promises of the Lord? That's clear in the second part of the verse, where he goes on to speak of the unbreakable promises of God. Joshua was dying, but he was relying upon God's word. Relying in God's word. Oh, may God give us that in the hour of our dying, to have a conscious realization of the Word of God. I think of old John Knox lying in that little room. If you've ever been to Edinburgh, Scotland, if you ever do go, make sure to go see this. Down the Royal Mile, past the great St. Giles Cathedral, there in a corner, you'll see this seemingly squashed little house with tiny little rooms where the great reformer lived and from which he moved Scotland for God. He lay there dying. They came in to minister to him. He said, read to me from where I first cast anchor. Read to me from where I first cast anchor. They opened up in the 17th chapter of John. And the great saint of God lay back upon the pillows of peace, resting, resting on the promises of God. Has he not said, I give to my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish? Has he not said, fear not?
I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That's how you have peace in life and death. That's how you have peace in the troubles of life. Get beyond the trouble and put your trust in the promise of him who cannot fail. Then Joshua drew confidence from the memory of what the Lord had done for him in life. Joshua remembered the Lord leading him out of Egypt under the blood of the Lamb. He remembered that. Joshua remembered him leading them through the Red Sea and the awful threat of the Egyptian forces. Joshua remembered them, the Lord keeping him through those 40 years in the wilderness. Joshua remembered him parting Jordan before him and bringing him into the promised land. Joshua remembered him defeating every enemy. He could well remember times of great forces arrayed against him when it appeared humanly that he must be defeated. And God, his Savior, every time gave him the victory. Now lying, as it were, on the edge of death, with the devil yelling in his ear, God will not be with you now. You're in my power now. Joshua says, no. He whose hand supported me and saved me and sustained me will keep me still. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Let me tell you, believer, he keep you from falling. When you come to die, you'll not fall through the fingers of the Almighty. You'll not fall through the promises of God. You'll not fall into hell. Fear not. Remember what he has done for you. And be confident. He'll be faithful to the end. And then, of course, perhaps binding all those other things together, Joshua received strength from the experience of the Lord's presence in the hour of death. The Lord was still with him. He heard the choir sing that beautiful rendition of the 23rd Psalm. Never let the familiarity of these words rob them of their force. Never allow them to become mere poetry. They are beautiful poetry. They are poetry at its greatest. But they are more than that. They're words of absolute truth. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm a big, strong fellow? No, sir. It's only a fool who sticks out his chest and thinks he's big enough to conquer death. Only a fool talks that way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Do you see what he's saying? What are the rod and staff? They are the implements of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's right. What is he in death? He's my shepherd still. God's presence with us in the hour of death. Men and women, we all have a confession to make. This day, we are going the way of all the earth. leaving this world, and we're going out into eternity. Either to heaven through faith in Christ, or to hell without Him. What will it be for you? Where are you headed? Where are you going? How are you living? How will you die? Joshua's Savior still lives, mighty and able to see. Better still, He invites sinners to Himself. He says, "Come unto Me. I will give you rest. Rest of pardon. Rest of acceptance. Rest of assurance. Rest of eternal life." Today, we stand at the end of mortal life. You honestly say, "Thank God, I face eternal life. If not, then flee to Christ. Flee to Christ. Receive Him. You'll find that He awaits you. Welcome you home. You live and die without fear, because He's your Savior." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our eternal Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He died and rose again to save sinners from their sins, to save them from the guilt of those sins, to save them from the prevailing power of those sins, and to save them from the penalty of those sins. We thank Thee for a Savior who is alive in the power of an endless life, who is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. Lord, look across this gathering this morning. We are, in physical terms, a dying people. We're in the grip of death, from the youngest to the oldest. There is but a step between us and death. O God, we pray that Thou wilt speak to every soul of the urgency and the necessity of getting right with God. O God, our Father, see us sinners. Lord, we pray, get through to the most callous and hardened heart. Bring the lost to Jesus. Bless Thy people. Lord, give them that great confidence that we have read of in Joshua this morning, that they may rejoice in their Savior. Lord, answer prayer for these folk who have gathered. Grant that not one of them will go away today hardening his neck and his heart against God. Hear our prayer. Bless Thy word to our hearts, and in everything bring honor and glory to Thine own thrice holy name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought church, both this day and until Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We pray these things, giving Thee our thanks. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.